Psalms 34, familiar psalm, a wonderful psalm, just something God put on my heart yesterday. Verse number 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. Thank you for these good testimonies, how my heart has been helped. Lord, you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And you said that you inhabit the praise of your people. God, that was evident. You came and sat down amongst us. Folks began to praise you. And God, we thank you for that. Thank you for the good singing, the good prayer time. Father, bless the reading of your word. Help us tonight to just see the goodness of God. And God, help us to embrace you like we haven't in a long time. Yeah. And Father, help us to leave out of here rejoicing in all of thy richness and blessing and grace. Father, help folks now, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Notice some things that David's inspired to pin down here. Notice his excitement. He says in verse number 1, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God had done something great for David, and he was still excited about it. When I asked for testimonies, there was no hesitation. Miss Billy threw that hand up because she was excited to brag on what great things God had done for her. Can I say, when you look around and truly see what God's done for you, there ought to be some excitement in your soul that God would even remember you in your low estate, let alone come by your way and help you in the midst of your troubles. We see his excitement. I want you to notice his exalting. Look what he says. He doesn't brag on himself. He don't brag on his brothers. He don't brag on his accomplishments. He don't brag on his dad. He don't brag on his heritage. He don't brag on his nation. Look where he begins to brag. He said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. He said, there's one worthy of praise, and it's the Lord, and we ought to exalt him. We ought to magnify his name. Everybody that comes in contact with us ought to know how the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. So we see his exalting. We see his excitement. Notice his emancipation. Look in verse number 4. He said, I sought the Lord. Hey, wasn't it a good day when you sought the Lord and you found him? I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about after you got saved and you began to seek after him and you found him. Because before you got saved, you didn't even know God existed, but he came to where you was. But David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Aren't you glad he hears you when you call? And he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him. Who? The humble. From verse 2. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I'm glad he saves me out of my fears. And I'm glad he saves me out of my troubles. I'm glad, even though I may be poor in spirit, I'm glad he still hears me and still has mercy for me. We see that he's been set free. He's been delivered. He's been emancipated from those things that used to hang over him. I got news for you. If you got a dark cloud hanging over you, you can be delivered from it. You got to do what David do. You got to seek the Lord and cry unto the Lord. And the Lord is quick to hear. What a blessing. Notice the encampment. I thought about this verse, and Brother Jack was testifying.
It said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Brother Jack said he's wrecked many a cars, but the Lord watched out for him. Hey, I'm here to tell you, you don't see him, and I don't see him, but in the spiritual realm, God's got guardian angels that watch over us. Hey, we don't know how many times the devil's had us in his sights, only for our guardian angel to show up, and the devil had to contend with him and lose all sight of us. You don't know how many times there was a car wreck in your future, but somebody stepped in, and you, my dear friend, was delivered from that. Hey, what a blessing. I don't know, we've got the Lord, and the Lord is able to take care of us, but just a little added insurance. He says, guardian angel, you hang out with them, and you just make sure nothing happens to them that I don't allow. Boy, it's a good thing to know that we've got an encampment around us. You remember that story? Elisha and his servant gets up early in the morning, goes out and sees the enemy, the Syrian host, coming against them, and he's all tore up about it. Comes to Elisha and he says, what are we going to do? And he says, they that be with us are more than they that be by them. They're there. He says, what are you talking about? Look at all them. Lord, he says, Lord, open his eyes, they may see. And he looked up, and in the hills there's chariots of fire all around. My dear friend, if you'd ever get a hold of the fact that they that be with us are more than that they are them. If God be for you, who can be against you? And notice the encouraging. Look what he says in verse number 8. He's encouraging others to experience what he's experienced. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed or happy is the man that trusteth in him. My dear friends, don't you wish everybody just get a good taste of Jesus? Don't you wish everybody just come in contact and get to know Jesus like you know him? Well, that's what David's saying. Why don't you just try the Lord? You'll like him. Listen, you might try broccoli and not like broccoli. You might try asparagus and might not like asparagus. You might try liver and not might like liver. But I promise you, if you really try the Lord, you'll like him. You'll fall in love with him, and there's nothing that you'll find any fault in him. But I'm interested in verse number 2. I had this verse in my heart. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And I want to preach for a few minutes on boasting in the Lord. Don't you get tired of people running him down? Don't you get tired of people blaming him for things that aren't his fault? Don't you get tired for people cussing his name? He's not a cuss word. Don't you get tired of, boy, don't you like it like we had tonight when people just start bragging on him? David said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. We ought to boast in the Lord. We ought to never have a shortage of good things to say about him. But we ought to really boast in him. He ought to be the apple of our eye. He ought to be the A and amen of our conversation. He ought to be the one that gets all the credit for the blessings in our lives. I want to preach for just a few minutes on boasting in the Lord. Can I say this? I want to boast, first of all, in the person he is. I want to boast in the person he is. You see, he's more than just some imaginary figure. He's not an old man sitting in a rocking chair wringing his hands worried about how this thing's going to end up. He is a true person, and he is somebody that I can boast in. Can I say that, first of all, he's the advocate. When nobody else is for me, he's for me. Can I say he is almighty? There is no power outside of his power. He has all power, my dear friends. Can I say he is Alpha? He's the beginning. Can I say he is the amen? He is the so be it. Nothing happens that he don't allow to happen. Can I say he is the anointed one? Can I say he is the author and finisher of my faith? Can I say he is the beginning and the end? And he's the only thing in the middle we're talking about. Can I say he is the bread of life? Why don't you come and dine? Taste and see. He is the bright and morning star. He is the the chief cornerstone. He is the wise counselor. He is Christ. Can I say he's the day star? Can I say he is the door and the only means to go to heaven? He is the everlasting Father. I'm talking about we ought to make our boast in who he is. I'll boast in the person that he is. Can I say he is the fountain? He is faithful and true. He is the friend of sinners. Hallelujah. Can I say he is the gift of God? Can I say he is God? Hey, listen. He's the glorified one. He's the head of the church. He's the highest of the highest. He is holy. He is our hope. He is the I am that I am. Hey, can I say he's the immutable one? He's the infinite one. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jesus. He is the judge. He is the justifier. And he's the just one. We ought to boast in the person that he is. Hey, he's the King of glory. He's the Lamb of God. Hey, he is the life. He's the light. And he is Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, he's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lily of the valleys. He's the Master. He's the Messiah. He's the Mediator. And he's our mercy seat. He's the Mighty God. His name is above every name. We ought to boast in his person. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's the Omega. He's the end of it all. He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Hey, he's the great physician. We ought to boast in his person. He's the Redeemer. He's our ransom. He's the Rock of Ages. And he's the resurrection and the life. He's our righteousness. He's Savior. I said he's Savior. He's our Savior. He's the Son of God. He is the truth. He's the true vine. He's undefiable. He's the unspeakable gift. He's the veil. He's the victor. He's the way. And he's the word. Hallelujah. We got to boast in his person. Say, who is Jesus? He's all them and a million more. And he's all that we need. Oh, I will boast in the person he is. Can I say this tonight? I will boast in the power that he has. Boy, they talk about folks having power and authority. They've never met Jesus. I'll boast in the power that he has. Can I say he outweighs all other worthies? Can I say he outpeers all other potentates? He outshines all other sovereigns. They're about ready to have a royal wedding over there in England. That's nothing compared to the wedding he's going to have one of these days. Oh, hallelujah, blessed are they which are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hey, listen, he outclasses all other conquerors. He outmatches all other mediators. He outnames all other notables. He outrivals all other royalties. He outsoars all other saviors. He outvies all other victors. He outbids all other buyers. Aren't you glad for that? That when you was on the auction block to sin, and Satan thought he had you, aren't you glad Jesus had the final bid when he paid your sin debt with his own blood? He outlasts all other leaders. Can I say his resurrection remains undeniable? His relationships remain undislodged. I'm talking about I'm going to boast in his power. His resolve remains undaunted. His raiment remains undefiled. His riches remain undepleted. His righteousness remains undeflected. His resources remain undiminished. You know, he's still got as much grace as he's always had. He's got as much forgiveness as he's always had. He's got plenty in store for you and I. His radiant obedience remains undimmed. His reign remains undisrupted. His regency remains undisputed. His reputation remains undamaged. And his return, hallelujah, one day remains undefied. We don't know what we shall be, but we do know when he appears, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. I'll boast in his power. Only he can take a sinner and make him a saint. Only he can forgive sin. Only he can change a life. Only he can take a drunkard and make him stop drinking. Only he can take a dope addict and clean him up, make him sober. Only he can take an adulterer and make him chase. Only he can take a cusser and make him a blesser. Only he can take one that hated the things of God and make him a lover of things of God. Only he can take a rebel and make a preacher. Only he, through his infinite power, can change things. He's even stopped the sun from shining. And then he stopped the sun from not shining. Only he can do that. He made everything out of nothing. I'm going to boast in his power. Oh, I'll make my boast in his person. I'll make my boast in the power that he has. Can I say this? I'll make my boast in the promises that he's made. Peter said this in 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He said there are exceeding great precious promises. And can I say these precious promises, you can take them to the bank. And I'm not talking about Fifth Third. I'm talking about the bank of glory. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. I'm talking about promises like, if any to come to him, he'd no wise cast them out. I'm talking about promise like, it called upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. I'm talking about promises like, he's a friend that stick it closer than a brother. I'm talking about promises like, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm talking about the promises he has. I'm going to boast in them. I'm talking about, he said, he's come to give us life and life more abundantly. I'm talking about, he came to give us everlasting life. I'm talking about promises like, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. I'm talking about promises that he's a present help in time of need. Hey, I'm talking about the precious promises. I'll make my boast in the person that he is. I'll make my boast in the power that he has. And I'll make my boast in the promises he's made. David said, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Can I say this tonight? I'll boast in the pardon that he's granted. David said, I was in a horrible pit, but he reached way down and he pulled me out and he put me on a rock, established my going, put praise unto God in my lips. You say, what is he saying? He's saying, I was of no use and no good to nobody, but the Lord put his hand on me. Hey, aren't you? Hey, get a hold of this. In order for the Lord to reach down into that pit, that means the Lord got down in the pit. Can I say he left glory and he came to this old sin-cursed world, put on himself the robe of flesh. Hey, he walked through this sin-cursed world and went to Calvary. He came to where we were, that you and I might be made the righteous of God in him. He reached way down to our level, that one day he could take us to his level. I once was a sinner, but I'm a saint of God, because the blood of Jesus Christ hath cleansed me from all sin. He took the handwriting of ordinances that were against me and contrary to me, nailed them to his cross. I have received a pardon, and if the Son has set you free, you're free indeed. I've been pardoned. There's not a magistrate. There's not a judge. There's nobody in heaven, in the earth, or under the earth, that can revoke my pardon. My pardon has been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. It's been signed in His blood. My pardon is in effect as long as He lives, and He'll never die again. He's alive forevermore, my dear friends. And I'll boast in my pardon. The devil might want to accuse me. All I got to do is show my pardon. I'll boast not in works of righteousness which we have done, but I'll boast in what He's done and the finished works of Calvary. When He went up Calvary's mountain, He bled and died, was buried and rose again according to the Scriptures, that I might be saved. Saved, redeemed, rescued from my sin. Only Jesus could do that, and I'll make my boast in Him. Can I say this? I will boast in the place that He's preparing. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Now, can I say, Paul said it hadn't entered in the heart of man what God hath gone to prepare for them that love Him. Can I say, whatever you can imagine, it's beyond that. Whatever you can dream, it's beyond that. But John got a little glimpse of it. He said there was something about it got carried away. And there in Revelation 21, to see New Jerusalem, to see the city that's made for the Lamb's bride. He said it had streets of purest gold. He said it had walls of jasper. He said it had gates of pearl. He said it had foundations of precious stones, each one a mile and a half high, 12 foundations. He said that it's got crystal river. He said out of the throne are lightnings and rainbows. He said there's no need of sun nor moon, for the Lamb is the light of the city. He said there is no more curse there. Jesus said there are mansions on the hilltops. Hey, I don't know what it's going to be like, but it's going to be wonderful, and I'm just going to go ahead and start praising Him for it now. We're going to a land where there is no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more death. Hey, we're going to a land where Jesus is, and we'll cry, worthy is the Lamb, and we'll sing a new song, and we'll sing in harmony and in tune, and we'll exalt Him. We're going to a land where the saints of God, we're robed in white, fine, twine linen, will reflect His holiness and His beauty. And when folks look at us, they'll say, how'd they get here? And we'll say, it's all because of the Lamb who was worthy. He's redeemed us out of every tongue, nation, kindred, and people. What a day that's going to be when we cross from this sin-cursed world into that glory world. Hey, when we get into that world where God Himself is at, and we see Him in all His splendor, all His glory, and we fall at His feet and tell Him how wonderful He is. I'll make my boast in the place He's going to prepare. You see, the golden streets don't make the place. No. The walls of jasper ain't no big deal. We don't get all excited about drywall, do we? That's all jasper is over there. And gold is tar over there. And what's going to make that place so wonderful is Him. The one that bled and died for you and I. You think it was any accident or chance that Joseph, his stepfather, was a carpenter? And yet Jesus is the master builder. Jesus built the galaxies and the worlds with just His voice. Did you ever think about that? I've thought about that. Him being in that carpenter shop with Joseph. Joseph said, okay, I'm going to let you make a table. Jesus is probably about three. And He makes one's perfectly level. Just perfect. No flaw in it. Joseph said, how did you do that? He just looked at him and said, I'm the master builder. He said, well, let's go build a house. He said, well, I've been building one for a while. And he builds a house. Square, Brother Ray. Every tile on the roof lays perfectly. I mean, every joint's perfect. I mean, everything about that house is perfect. The foundation's perfect. Joe said, how you do that? I'm the master builder. That's how I did that. Can you imagine? It only stands to reason that he was at the carpenter's house, but he's gone to prepare something for you. Yeah. Can you imagine how beautiful it's going to be? Mm-hmm. He made the world in 6 days. Yeah. And he's been working on this place for 2,000 years.
Amen.
How beautiful is it going to be? What splendor it's going to be. Just so a bunch of former sinners can come and shout his name.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Amen.
Think about it. Brother Phil, he went to prepare a place so you could come and just really come unglued and tell him how great he is. You talking about sitting at your kitchen table. Where do you get to sit at his kitchen table? You don't need preaching resources there. You got him. He is the resource. You get a glorified body. No more aches or pains.
Yes, sir.
No more traumas. No more dark clouds. Oh, what a day it's going to be. David said, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. Yes. Don't you think that we ought to do some catching up? And our boasting ought to be in the Lord.
Yes,
sir. Isn't it about time we let people know really how much we think of him? We spend too much time looking at all the bad and not enough time looking at him. You get to looking at him and seeing what he's done for you. You'll get a good case of can't help it, and you'll tell people how great Jesus is. Maybe tonight you just need to come and tell him personally how great he is. Maybe you need to come and thank him for being so great. Maybe you need to come and tell him you're looking forward to when you get to see him as he is. Maybe tonight you've got a cloud over you. You need to come and cry unto the Lord so he can deliver you out of your fears and your troubles. I don't know what your need is, but I know what collectively our need is. We need to have our souls making our boast in the Lord. If you're not careful, you'll let the cares of this world control your boasting on the Lord. God help us to truly boast about him and his goodness. While these are coming, let's all stand. Brother Clint, come get a song of invitation. God's put something on your heart. You just mind the Lord tonight. You just be obedient. And I promise you, he'll bless you for being obedient. While they're picking out a song, let's pray. Father, we couldn't even begin to scratch the surface in a million services talking about how great you are. Lord, we do want to tell you we love you, and we are so thankful for what you've delivered us from. And God, if we lived a million lifetimes, we could never live it to the true praise and honor and glory that you deserve. But God, help us to do our best to make our boasting in the Lord. Now, Father, bless these that are on the altar tonight. Bless this invitation. Help folks to be obedient. Lord, maybe they need to come and pray, or maybe they need to go and hug somebody's neck. God, whatever's needed in this invitation. God, I pray the Spirit of God would lay it on people's hearts and they'd be quick to do what you say. For it's in Jesus' holy and wonderful name we do pray. Amen.